Hiya, Jo here with no makeup on because this couldn't wait. So print on demand has revolutionised the way people can start their own businesses, have their own brands. But recent changes in trade policy, specifically the tariffs introduced by Donald Trump, could drastically impact how these businesses operate. So in today's video, I'm going to explore how Trump's tariffs will affect print on demand, particularly for companies like mine outside the US, shipping to the US customers. Now, if you're running a print-on-demand business or thinking about starting one, you've probably heard about tariffs, any business really. But what exactly do they mean for your business and your customers? Well, that's exactly what we're going to delve into today. So let's break it down. First things first, what exactly are these tariffs all about? Well, simply put, they're taxes imposed on goods that are imported into the USA. When a product is shipped from another country to the US, the government can slap a tariff on it, making the product more expensive for US consumers, and so putting them off buying those products. And in theory at least, they then buy homegrown. For print-on-demand businesses, this means that products shipped into the US will be subject to additional costs depending on the rate set. The higher the tariff, the more expensive it becomes to deliver those t-shirts, mugs, posters, etc. to your US customers. Many print-on-demand facilities are based outside the US, places like Canada, Europe and China, because it's cost-effective to produce the products there and ship them worldwide. The problem comes when the product crosses US borders. If a print-on-demand company based in, let's say, China, manufactures a product and ships it to the US, that product will face the tariffs, and this extra cost usually gets passed on to the customer. So suddenly a t-shirt that used to cost $20 could jump to $25 or even $30, making it less appealing to US-based customers. So what does this mean for print-on-demand companies like me? Well, it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, they face increased manufacturing and shipping costs due to the tariffs. On the other hand, they may need to reconsider their pricing strategy. Raising prices to cover the tariffs could push potential customers away, though. However, absorbing those costs could eat into profits, which many smaller businesses like mine can't afford. Also, the unpredictability of the current administration in the US, above and beyond these tariffs, makes it hard to plan for the future. Companies in countries like China or Bangladesh, which have massive production capabilities for print-on-demand products, have to react to constantly changing trade rules, making it harder to set long-term pricing or shipping strategies. And what does all of this mean for US consumers? Well, expect to see higher prices on many print-on-demand products. And of course, when you're doing your shopping on Amazon or whatever, you're not looking to see if it's a print-on-demand product. You just want to see if it's what you want to buy at the price you want to pay for it. So that gives you less choice. If the tariff costs are passed on to the customer, that super unique hoodie or mug you've been eyeing might cost more. And depending on the product, shipping times could get longer as businesses look for a way to avoid tariffs by using alternative routes or methods. So if you're running a print-on-demand business outside the US, what can you do to minimize the impact of these tariffs? Well, the first option is to move production closer to your target market. Most of the big fulfillment companies like Printful, Printify, Amazon Merch On Demand, Redbubble, etc. will already have US fulfillment centers. As far as we can see at the moment, that will help bypass the tariffs. But Redbubble, for example, itself has its headquarters in Australia. Will that have an impact? We've yet to see. When sweeping trade decisions like these are made, it takes a while for the details and all the implications of it to unravel. And bear in mind that those fulfillment companies, even if they are in the US, will have to source the blank products from somewhere themselves. From China, perhaps, or from within the US, where labor and material costs are significantly higher. And then, of course, there are the knock-on effects like the shipping delays that would lead ultimately to more customer dissatisfaction and refunds. If you have your own pod-fulfilled e-com store with a provider like Shopify or Launchcart, perhaps you could mix up your product collection, with some from the US and some from outside the US, so diluting the impact. Option two, adjust your pricing strategy. So accept that the prices have to go up or that you'll make less on each sale. Option three, consider switching from low margin POD products to higher margin ones. Analyze which products consumers may be more willing to pay a premium for. Like it's that easy. Look for unique, high quality products where price becomes less of a driver for buyers. Option four, diversify your customer base. If you're selling primarily to the US, try expanding into other markets where tariffs might not be as high or even exist. So I'm here in the UK and yet I sell to the US market. Well, it's big, isn't it? Also, in a way, being distant from my marketplace makes me feel a little bit more comfortable. Now, this is very likely coming from a lack of confidence. I thought I didn't want to, on my own doorstep. But recently I spotted someone wearing one of my products. It wasn't someone I knew, it was a total stranger, and it felt like my golden globe moment. Validation that someone somewhere saw something I'd come up with and put on a product, and they decided that they wanted to spend their possibly hard-earned money on it and wear it. Oh my God, big moment. So thank you, whoever you are. May you enjoy that t-shirt every time you wear it. And if you're looking to sell print-on-demand products mainly to the UK and or Europe, yes, despite GPSR and all of the wobbles that that gave print-on-demand sellers, then you really do need to stay in my world, because I am going to be telling you about a fantastic way to do just that in my future videos. Make sure you subscribe to my channel so you get to find out about that first. Anyway, in conclusion, Trump's tariffs have complicated things for print-on-demand businesses, well, for all product businesses that trade internationally from outside of the US. Increased shipping costs, higher product prices, and unpredictable tariff changes can make it tough to maintain products and customer satisfaction. But by adjusting your strategies, exploring new markets, and possibly even rethinking your production process or print-on-demand partners, don't give up on it. Yes, it's more important than ever to stay informed about trade policies and look for creative ways to adapt. Thanks for watching. If you found this helpful, make sure you give it a thumbs up and please do subscribe for more tips, training and chat about the whole world of print on demand.